This is a supplemental podcast. It is titled Synthesis and Group Integration. The theme of this podcast is on a deep esoteric subject about bringing forth the energy of synthesis and the higher spiritual will into group activity and how the individual server can align with it. For literally hundreds of years, humanity has been influenced by the urge and tendency to unify. The service worker who is sensitive to impression works individually or in a group with intelligence as desperate parts, namely through various governments, scientists, religions, and cultures are brought together into a relational whole. These groups see the need for working together toward a common goal instead of competitively and separately. This is the ideal. Sometime in the near or distant future, this whole group will function as a conscious entity. This implies that the underlying human spirit is motivated towards a tendency to synthesis. It does this by consciously uniting with all forms of matter, including the physical, emotional, mental, and intuitional planes, and with the other kingdoms into a relational whole. On an individual basis, synthesis is represented as an awakening by those who want to merge with the soul, which is naturally group conscious, and much later with the higher monad or the pure spirit. How specifically will synthesis play a role? It is important to note that within our civilization, there is already considerable synthesis and soul integration already taking place. By combining their intelligence and creativity on the emotional and mental planes, they bring together diverse people with focused minds and hearts to carry out service-related activities in all nations. We see these playing out through the numerous relief and governmental organizations, such as the International Red Cross, Direct Relief, Doctors Without Borders. They all act as relief or non-governmental organizations around the world, which are helping people at the local level to provide food, shelter, education, and medical help, especially during times of crisis. Through their efforts, they have opened the hearts and minds of people globally to deal with the plight of the underprivileged, the abused, and the needy. However, the service workers have only met with partial success. Why has not every nation gone the distance and sought to eliminate poverty, war, abuse of women, educating and helping children, and sharing the world's resources? Using the elephant in the room metaphor, one very obvious answer to this perplexing problem is that while there is a measure of integration and agreement to stop war, destruction of the environment, and abuse of women, what is missing is a unifying, all-encompassing vision and the will to carry it forward. The only unifying force that could provide vision would be in the form of the plan and the work of the Christ. However, it is the service workers who must lay the groundwork and prepare men's hearts and minds for this to come to fruition. There are people around the world from all nations who see the causes of wars and solutions to humanity's perennial problems. It is the service workers with inspiration from the Christ and the spiritual masters who will provide the vision for taking humanity to a new level of understanding. Through the use of the will, the service workers are working with intention to intelligently bring love and understanding while also bringing the various parts of humanity into synthetic and relational whole. Will is the energy that gives the group power and acts as the force for good and purpose in the world. Two major energies in humanity, that is, active intelligence and love wisdom, can be combined with the will to create a conscious synthesis within humanity. The right use of these energies will positively affect change and behaviors of leaders in government and industry, and those with influence in the economic sector. This is, in essence, would affect all departments of society. In esotericism, the law of synthesis is recognized as on the verge of revelation and manifestation within humanity. It represents the conscious use of intelligent use of mind, the heart combined with the will, for affecting creative manifestation. The coming esoteric schools will embody the essence of the law of synthesis and teach about man's relationship toward life, the environment, and his relationship toward his fellow humans. Through this awareness, conscious or awakened people are seeing the underlying unity of all life and the role they are playing. Conscious is the active word here that involves the human will in affecting the evolution of the planet and thus allowing man to consciously determine his own destiny. Examples of this could be in the individual choosing to accelerate his own evolution by practicing esoteric meditation for bringing him into a self-alignment with the soul's nature. The same concept can be applied to those who are protecting the environment by banning logging in endangered forests, protecting wildlife from poaching, and protecting the oceans from overfishing and pollution. Through willingness and cooperation, the conscious server can become an agent of synthesis by connecting and offering healing and inclusiveness with all kingdoms. Let's talk a little bit about the types of forces that are at play. There are several types of forces working in the world today. First, from those who are holding with the old tradition and thus are emphasizing the forms, or the physical objects in the world, and the past, particularly in our existing materialistic system, and it's producing the destruction of the ecosphere. This mindset runs counter to the healing of problems in the world, such as poverty, homelessness, right education, and medical care for all. Another type of force is from those of the inner group of mystics whom are building the new form under the guidance of the spiritual masters. From the masses who belong to neither group and who are wielding force as yet blindly and often unwisely, which is creating chaos, until such a time there comes when they recognize through guidance the constructive channels which they can place themselves into and be wisely used. As an expression of the higher will, synthesis is also playing out through the near constant call for an end to corruption. This involves the bringing of accountability and transparency to all levels of government and to high-level managers in the financial world, to calls for equal rights, to equal pay and treatment of women. Other examples include preventing potentially violent clashes from getting out of hand by those working in diplomacy who are working to negate violence in war-torn areas or using conflict resolution techniques to diffuse clashes. Of course, there's a great deal of work to be done. But while these efforts are ongoing and building momentum, it has been discovered to no surprise that human consciousness, under the influence of the law of synthesis, is consciously interceding and bringing order to prevent events or situations from degrading into chaos or crisis. Here's a quote from Alice Bailey on synthesis and the use of the will. "Average disciple or service worker confounds the will with determination, with fixed intention, self-will, and with one-pointed attention. He realizes that the will is that divine aspect in man that puts him in rapport with and then controlled with or by divine purpose, intelligently understood in time and space and implemented by the soul as an expression of loving application. And this produces a sense of synthesis, and a sense of synthesis ties man to the plan. As the server identifies with the spiritual will of the soul, he senses the quality and inner direction of his intention. He radiates love, the power of will, that is, the energies of love and wisdom, to enable rapid renunciation of all the forces that are hindering and obstructing positive change. Through this action, he is becoming absorbed into the greater planetary purpose and hierarchical will. The service worker uses the energy of will only for the entire group, and never for the individual purposes, even within the group. The careful use of the combined will and love energies requires individuals and groups to be more focused and responsible, as the will energy requires organized thought. The group learns to use the will as a force for good and purpose in the world. With the combination of the higher group purpose and the will, a refinement takes place in consciousness that acts as a crucible, allowing the lower substance of the lower planes to be redeemed. As a result, any glamours or illusions in the emotional body are brought to the surface and exposed in the light of day. A growth in responsiveness to individuals or groups is an awakening of group consciousness, and it results in creating a deep subjective synthesis in humanity and indicates a developing sensitivity to the plan. Under the law of synthesis, the service workers will increasingly use their will as they come under the control of higher laws and impulses. This manifests as the higher group expresses love and wisdom and impresses spiritual values to leave personal self-interest behind. The spiritual will dominates the lower desire nature, and self-interest is superseded. This can be seen working out through grassroots organizations such as the resistance movement initiated in the United States following the election of President Donald Trump in 2016 due to his separative rhetoric and policies. The spiritual will is also active now and during the entire civil rights movement. It is the minorities who are defending their civil rights in the face of white supremacy, bigotry, and racism still prevalent in places around the world. While the individual server is evolving, his desire is transformed into interpersonal and selfless love through contact with the soul. Aligning with the soul's awareness, love acts as a binding force that gives the server purpose and goals to achieve. He then holds the tension while he discerns, knows, and consciously directs the energies while engaging in his service activities. As we move closer to the Aquarian age, the principle of sharing and bringing people together in cooperation involves the sharing of resources, money, information, expertise, science, and political statesmanship. Despite the myriad of challenges in the world, the collective knowledge and wisdom of humanity of today already has the ability to solve the majority of its most intractable problems. What is lacking is the will and the vision. This process and vision and creating synthesis is thwarted by political roadblocks put up by many nations, such as the United States, Russia, and China, to name a few, who, with their political influence and selfish control of resources, want to see war and conflict continue as it is profitable to sell weapons to fuel this mentality. The energy of synthesis can be useful in today's world by bringing together these conflicted parties for releasing their control and politically and economically opening up to the principle of sharing. This would open tremendous resources dedicated toward solving problems such as the refugee crisis and pollution in the environment, to name a few. These nations, among others, continue to dominate and control the world's resources, such as petroleum, for feeding their economic and political interests. They are often at the center of conflicts where petroleum is produced, such as in Middle Eastern countries and Venezuela. The most obvious example is both Russia and the United States have strong national interest in the outcome of the Syrian civil war. The technology exists to completely kick the petroleum habit and move toward a different kind of fuel. And this would simultaneously solve territorial resource issues and help the environment. Again, it is the political will, at least at the international stage, that is required to make this happen. The server, whether as an individual, group, or nation, begins to identify with the higher spiritual will. In the late 1980s, the world saw when President Mikhail Gorbachev withdrew hundreds of thousands of troops from Eastern Europe. The world breathed a collective sigh of relief as Gorbachev was clearly reducing tensions in the region and aligning with the higher intention of peace. The quality and the inner direction of higher intention is sensed, and through an awareness, the individual or nations learns to express cooperation and goodwill. In this example, the power of will renounces all forces that obstruct the truth. When mankind aligns its will with the higher planetary purpose and the plan, he is seeing the interconnectedness and underlying unity of all life and the role they are playing in affecting the evolution of the planet. And this allows man to consciously determine his own destiny. In the world today, we see the energy of synthesis as an active force, and here are a few examples as to how this energy can be observed. Scientists have explained how people interact with the environment and have proven that humans are interdependent with other living systems as part of a complex web of life. It is widely known the human impact on all levels of the environment has dramatically influenced politics from local to international levels around the world. From this awareness, the concept of sustainability finally surfaced in most conversations on how to protect the environment for current and future generations. The concept of ending corruption. There is a near constant call for ending corruption at every level of society, regardless of nation or culture. The concept of honesty and communication has permeated the thought life of humanity in service workers, bringing of accountability and transparency to all levels of government, as well as high-level managers in the financial world. The concept of equal rights, equal pay, and fair treatment of women around the world has also been made. This relates to the thought form of unity and one humanity, where no one is left out or separated from any aspect of society. Of course, there's still a great deal of work to be done, but these movements are ongoing and building momentum. It has been discovered, to no surprise, that the energy of synthesis works better than allowing chaos or crisis to devolve and control events. This concludes this supplemental podcast. You might also listen to my other podcasts that are supplemental to my talks on the evolutionary service groups. You may also want to listen to two other supplemental podcasts, Implementing Creative Solutions Through Visualization and Right Thought Form Building, and Visualizing the New Civilization.